Good morning, and this is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, October the 4th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down a half a cent, November beans down 5 1/4 cents, and December wheat down a penny and a half. Currently, we've got crude oil steady. The U.S. dollar is up 58 ticks, back over 96 cents. Gold down $18-19 an ounce, silver down another 30 cents an ounce. That could put a little bit of pressure on the grains here this morning. Last night we had these crop ratings. I think it was 26 versus 27% harvested on the beans, so we've caught up a little bit there. 24 versus 27 on the corn. Still a little bit behind, but moving along. We're going to have a few delays here this week. We've got some storms in the plains. We've got the hurricane off the coast of the east coast of the United States. It's going to bring some heavy rains right on the coast. I don't know if it's going to have a major impact on any harvest issues out there, whether the beans in the Carolinas or the beans in Virginia, but we'll see. I don't think it's going to be a market mover one way or the other. Informa is apparently going to release their numbers today. FC Stone came out last night. Production 15.163 billion bushels on the corn, yield 175.2. I think that's either steady or right next to where they were last month. The beans, they've upped to a yield of 52.5 and raised the production to 4.357 billion bushels. Awful lot of beans. I think that's what put the pressure on the beans overnight. We didn't see any export announcements on the beans. They did sell 100,000 metric tons of corn to unknown. Yesterday's strength looked like the funds wanted to buy corn and beans. It looked like the Chinese stepped up and bought some stuff. I really thought it was kind of odd, as we're heading into the harvest, why anybody would be wanting to buy it now with so much grain potentially out there. I've been thinking that harvest pressure was going to trump demand. Yesterday, certainly demand trumped harvest. We'll see if that can continue. Looks like a turnaround Tuesday here today. We'll see if yesterday was a one-day fluke or not. I don't see a whole lot else out here. The weather's a little bit iffy, like I said, around the country for harvest, but we're going to get the crop in the ground, out of the ground, as we always do every year. Really, that's about it. We'll have to see how seriously the traders take the FC Stone numbers. If we do get Informa, it'll come out about 10:30, so we'll keep an eye on that. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.